G'day, Danny.
Good morning, PT.
You gave me some news an hour ago, and I've got to tell you I'm...
not happy, Dan!
At all. What was that news
you
that
had
you imparted
to me? I had to be the bearer of bad news. Bendigo has taken out the Top Tourism Town Awards.
No, yeah. I don't want to hear it.
I know. Ballarat was one of 18 finalists and wasn't able to come home with chocolates, unfortunately.
Now, some months ago when this all came to light, the Tourism Awards, and it was Bendigo v Ballarat, I had a phone call from Coggo and Kylie on the Triple M Brekkie show in Bendigo and issued a challenge to see if I'd go on air with them and we'd have a little competition about who was best, Ballarat or Bendigo. And I've got to say that we won by a long stretch.
It's not even a contest.
A long, long stretch. And they even admitted to that. Yet Bendigo wins. Who was voting in this? The Bendigo City Council?
Well, what criteria were you using for yours?
Well, it's the Tourism Awards.
Yeah,
the
right.
fact that I rattle off God knows how many tourist places we've got here in Ballarat as opposed to Bendigo having a gold mine. If you fall down it, you're never found again. What sort of tourism attraction is that, Danny, I ask you?
Well, it just shows that some people are never wanting to leave. You know,
yes.
if they really do fall down that mine, they're staying.
I was speaking to Julia Leonard from the Ballarat Wildlife Park yesterday about the wonderful tourist attractions we have here in Ballarat. Not only the wildlife park, you've got Bird World out at Mount Clear. You've got Sovereign Hill, of course. We've got the fabulous Big Miner Mini Golf. We've got so many attractions, it's not funny. And a little known attraction that's kept our kids happy during one day of the school holidays, and I tell you what, it was a cheap form of entertainment. Our little Maxie wanted to go and play some whack stick golf.
Yeah.
Took him to the driving range. Two buckets of balls, 150 balls in each bucket, 300 balls, $40. They even supplied the sticks. What cheaper form of entertainment do you want?
Amazing. I remember as a kid, I used to love whacking golf balls, but you'd lose them. Because you'd go out into the backyard and
You don't at the golf range.
I know,
if you
fantastic.
Run out, you just go, can I have another bucket, please? Sure,
perfect.
$20. And they go and collect the balls.
What more do you want?
You don't ask for any more, do you?
Someone did tell me yesterday that Ballarat is considered one of the most underrated food areas of either Victoria or Australia.
Yeah, we have great food.
Amazing.
We have amazing food. Mm. We really do. Anyway, we'll continue to bat for the rat.
We'll get back in there next year.
And not Bendigo, as I like to call it.